Welcome to Kun Cafe for the 20th day of March, year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Eduardo Valverde. So glad you could join us again with the limited number of lectionary texts for Palm Sunday. I thought I'd do something different today and talk about my favorite Palm Sunday hymn. And this is based on God's word, of course. It's based on the passages in the Gospels that speak of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And this particular hymn comes from the United Methodist Hymnal. I believe it's hymn 279, and its official name is in Espanol, Mantos y Palmas, translated not correctly. The English name for it is Filled with Excitement. But I like that too. So if you're ready, let's praise God. These are the words, just some of the words of this, my favorite Palm Sunday hymn. Filled with excitement, all the happy throng spread cloaks and branches on the city streets. There in the distance, they began to see, riding on a donkey, comes the Son of God. From every corner, a thousand voices sing praises to him who comes in the name of God. With one great shout of acclamation loud, triumph song breaks forth, Hosanna to the King. Gracias a Dios for that awesome hymn. Well, happy Wednesday, dear friend. Thank you again for joining us. May this Wednesday indeed be a wonderful Wednesday for you and for those whom you hold dear. May this day fill you with hope and peace. This takes place on a Wednesday, and the time is quickly approaching when we shall gather to praise God for the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, and that's in a couple of weeks. His victory and triumph over sin and death. Just pause for a moment on that and reflect how awesome that is. I pray God's joy be your strength and your peace. Pray for those for whom we have been praying, and may God answer all according to his will. And I pray all is well with you. I care about you, and I thank God for it, and I love you. Now, today's devotion will give me away. I can't hide it. I am a child of hymns. My Sunday mornings were Sunday nights and Wednesday evenings growing up were times we would gather for worship, singing, and praise, and all gathered around whatever hymnal we had at the time. I could go into a long history of the hymnal in the Spanish language church. It took us many years before the official publishing house made or published a hymnal for us. For many years, we had a Baptist Casa de Publicaciones in El Paso, Texas, produce one that Dr. Alfredo Nañez and a committee from the Rio Grande Conference put together. We call that one the Blue Hymnal. And then some years later, a committee again put together a hymnal. We did all the work, send it to Nashville, and the United Methodist Publishing House published it, and we call that the Maroon Hymnal. Then some years later, it finally dawned on the United Methodist Church that we should have an official Spanish language United Methodist Hymnal. And so I was very blessed to be on that committee that produced the hymnal called Mil Voces, Thousand Voices, based on Over a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It's a very good hymnal. One of my favorites. So I can even say that my wife and our daughters as well are products of singing hymns. And I'm not condemning contemporary music. I love it. I praise God through it as well. But given my druthers, because from my birth until about 1998, I sang in Espanol. And many of the himnos, or that's the Spanish word for hymns, are directly translated from hymns, and many trigger the water wells behind both of my eyes. Now, as I said, I was blessed to have been on the Mil Voces committee, but I was also blessed to have served on a committee of the General Board of Discipleship of the United Methodist Church to interpret the new hymnal that for many people is the Red or Blue Hymnal, published in 1989. And this committee went around in different parts of the country helping people to better understand what this new hymnal contained, including the hymns. And as I said later, I was on the actual committee that put together Mil Voces, the Spanish language hymnal of the UMC. And I looked forward to those meetings because the committee was made up of all these incredible singers from around the country. And every time we got together, it was just goosebumps as we sang praises to God. And during those experiences, as we heard these new hymns that were being introduced and rehashing, that's a terrible word, some of the traditional, more classic ones, one hymn stayed with me for its power and ability to recreate that day that we will celebrate this coming Sunday, and that's Palm Sunday, and it's this hymn. Now, the hymn was written by Rubén Ruiz Ávila and translated into English by Gertrude C. Soup. The actual hymn was written in 1972 with a mariachi and dance-like feel not found in the traditional Palm Sunday hymns from the 17th and 18th century. If you reread the lyrics shared above, you get the idea of what Mr. Ávila had in his heart as he wrote the hymns. Key words to me jumped out like excitement, the word happy, a thousand voices, and great shout of acclamation loud, wow me. And I have to confess, I sing this or hear this several times, more than just that one Sunday for which it was written. It does beg me to ask myself and to ask you, which of the words I quoted reflect how you approach this coming Sunday? One year when I was senior pastor of a church, I kept thinking, had I known then, in the actual year when Jesus entered Jerusalem and I was alive, I would have paid money to be a part of that big ticket event. And that stayed with me. I said, you know, Palm Sunday as a parade was a big ticket event. So I went to my computer, designed a ticket, which I printed out on letter-sized paper, took it to Kinko's, remember those? And I asked them to put it on a huge foam poster board of some sort. Voila, I had my big ticket. It was huge. You could see it from the back row where most of you sit on Sunday. I used that Palm Sunday after Palm Sunday, and for many years later, it was a reminder that we did not need a ticket had we been there, nor do we need one now. But if we did, boy, we would pay whatever price to have been part of that throng who shouted and sang Hosanna to the King. Truly, even today, in my opinion, big ticket. What will we do this coming Sunday? I know some will go through the motions, and that's fine. No better place to be, even if you're just moving through the motions. But think about it. Jesus paid it all. Jesus suffered all. And it started on this false premise of people thinking he entered the capital city as a military and political king. And that in and of itself would have been sufficient, but it was more. And it was more important. Jesus came, and knowing he would be dead by that following Friday, yet on he rode on this donkey. He knew that because of our sinfulness, our doing, our thinking, our acting on things we should never even thought, done, or acted on, he would die. And even those done to us by ones we thought would never do such things to us, still Jesus loved us. And yes, Jesus loves even those who sin against us. We should quit having our pity parties and start singing, no? Hosanna sounds way better when we mean it because we feel it. Let's pray. Lord, make us people of the Hosannas that live spirits, especially ours. I pray a special blessing on anyone listening or viewing this right now who especially feels low or betrayed or forgotten or unseen. May this Sunday be just about you, and may it bless us to the place we know we should be. Bless those who don't seem worthy of being blessed, myself included. And let us all be blessings to all, especially you. In our King Jesus' strong and holy name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Shout Hosanna now, and Sunday, and repeat often. I love you. I thank God for you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Oh, by the way, subscribe. Hit all the buttons there. Let the people all over the world know that we want to win them for Jesus Christ. Amen.